الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد. Firstly, we welcome on behalf of our respected Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum and all at the Islamic Academy, Dawah Academy, everyone to the 24th Annual Youth Conference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's attendance and make this a means of guidance for us all. From the very inception of the Islamic Dawah Academy in 1991, it was a time when in this country the majority of the Muslims today also, and more so at that time as well, were from the Asian subcontinent. The work of deen that was taking place at that time was predominantly in the Urdu language, and of course the generation which was born here was coming of age, and it was the need of the times that the medium of spreading the deen be applied in the English language also. So from the very outset, our respected Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum, understanding this need, he initiated many programs through which the needs of the new generation would be fulfilled. From those khidmat, from those works of deen that he had initiated, one was this very annual youth conference. Alhamdulillah, through the blessing of this annual youth conference, many, many brothers will be able to give testimony that it was a means of them coming onto the straight path, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, it has had many great effects upon the Muslim community at large. It was always the mission, and still is the mission, of our respected Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum and the Islamic Dawah Academy, that the deen be revitalized. Ihya'i deen. That we revitalize the deen within ourselves and as far as we can reach. Hifazat deen, we safeguard the deen, preserve the deen in its pristine format. And isha'at deen, we spread the deen as much as we can. Such opportunities that we gain as these, wherein the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they rekindle within our hearts that desire to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring ourselves who have gone so far from deen, who are losing track and losing focus upon the deen, back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any program that we go to, which has an objective such as this, it is a means of blessing for us. But such programs wherein there are so many brothers attending, definitely from this gathering, there will be many of those chosen souls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through their blessing, through their ameen, we will be able to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah also. So this is the objective behind such programs. This is the objective behind this program, that we come, we listen attentively, we open our hearts, we soften our hearts, and we let the nur that is going to be dispersed amongst the gathering enter our souls. And let us take this opportunity to reflect upon our lives, reflect upon the words which are being said to us, and leave here with the intention, rather a strong intention, and conviction in our hearts and our minds that no, this is the time for us to come back and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill our objective of life, and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make Him happy, do those things that will bring His happiness, His pleasure, and stay away from those things which will displease Him, which will bring His wrath and which will bring His anger.